Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live at Sobey's Meats on 3450 Remembrance Road on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. I tell you what, this place is becoming a community hub. It's a meat market. It's a deli. They make their own salads here. They've got their all kinds of their own smoked meats. And just a second, the proprietor, Tim Sobey, is going to be joining us. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the stuff that he does in this community to support. I'm looking at, he's got the some people out there that are going to be raising money for their 26th annual Midnight Ride for Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. There's Girl Scouts out there selling cookies. He makes this whole thing. It's about an anniversary sale, but it's also about a community center where people can come and just see their neighbors and feel good about a Saturday morning in West Michigan. I'm Jop. He's Bob.
Wow, that was quite the wind-up.
Well, I'm telling you, man, I'm wound up.
I think we got a little bromance going on. I'm gonna leave and let you guys just, you know.
That's all good, man.
Hug.
That's all good. I can love the meat, man. I'm good with that.
Well, welcome back to The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network and WBBL, The Vol, 107.3, every Saturday from 9 to 11. My name is Bob, and I'm the original infrared neck. And Jop, you know, he's kind of like the original, I don't know what, but he's one heck of an entertainer. If you ever go and hang out and do a barbecue with Jop, the one thing he's going to do is he's going to make you look really good by having you all set up with all the proper accoutrements.
He can't spell it, but he can say it, right? But, hey, Tim, thanks for sitting in the chair. It's good to see you, man. What's going on at Sobey's 8th anniversary sale today?
Well, the biggest thing is we're just happy to be in business for 8 years. And this is kind of our thing that we're doing back to the community, a customer appreciation. And so that's why we have all the free samples of brisket, pork butt, chicken. Rumor is we got some tri-tip that we're going to be doing up. Don't tell the world about that. Top secret. And then, of course, you saw that we're working on our crown beef roast.
Yeah, I mentioned that. So describe that. If somebody doesn't know what that is, what is that?
I'll try to describe a crown pork roast. If you think of like one of those old world King movie kind of a thing, and it's sitting on the table, and there's like little bones that have all the meat removed, they call it Frenching. And the bones, it almost look like, not the kissing Frenching, that's just the Frenching of the bones.
Easy on the bromance,
yeah.
Bob.
and it looks like a crown. And okay. What we've done is, this is going to be our third time doing this with the beef. It takes three full beef ribs to do that. And we leave the bones really radically long. They're about 18 inches long. Looks like something out of Fred Flintstone.
I was just going to say that. If you don't know what it looks like, remember Fred Flintstone when he's like got this giant rack of ribs on his Flintstone mobile.
So the bones are sticking up in the air. They're like little fingers that are sticking up. But the piece of meat that is still on there is one of the delicacies, right? What is that cut of meat?
That is the prime rib.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It takes three of those to make that whole crown. And we're going to end up doing that in our smoker. So
you know, you've turned this place also into Barbecue Central.
Yes, we have.
You've got a nice lineup of grills. I see another new one. Every time I'm here, you rolled two new ones out today. You got a pellet grill. You've got this Cajun grill, which is one of my favorites. That's from the Percy Guidry Company. I mean, what kind of specials do we have on grills today? Can we just challenge you right now? Can we, like, throw out a gift certificate on everyone for X amount of dollars. If you buy a Tech G Sport, you know, would I be able to say maybe get a couple $100 worth of meat for free?
Oh, absolutely.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Because now you got to do it because I just said on the air.
Yep. That wasn't even pre-rehearsed. So that's coming out of your paycheck, Bob. Thank you.
Okay. Let's run it up to $250 then. You come in and buy a G Sport Tech Infrared. And let's get $250 worth of meat with that grill.
And we'll be sampling those, too. There's one here that we can demo with. You know, what I didn't mention about this anniversary sale is there's, I think, six different barbecue organizations out there that have fired up their grills. Some of them are competition grillers, and they're giving away food out there. This whole thing is complimentary. Stop by here, have a taste of brisket, pulled pork. There's chicken, this Fred Flintstone crown roast that we're making, and a whole lot of other things.
Absolutely, and it's a great time to come down and try out a piece of equipment, because we'll have all these pieces of equipment fired up outside. And you've actually got the meat here. You can come in and just buy a chunk, and bang, you're out and gone. But you know, Tim, you're gonna have you're gonna be hosting the Grilling Club this coming Thursday, and it's at 5:30 here at Sobe Meats. Why don't you tell people what they can expect Thursday night when they're coming down to the first ever Sobe's hosting of a Grilling Club?
Well, first, it's going to be a lot of fun. We were able to go to the one that was at Schmo's Bar. Ding. And that was a great time. And we got to get a plug in for Schmoes. He got great beer over there.
Right.
But you're going to learn some things and seeing the infrared grills in operation. You got the deep fryer we're going to be showing. Probably fire up the Cajun grill also. So they're going to get free samples of meats. We're working with Scott the Seafood Dude.
Yeah.
To get, if it's mahi-mahi or swordfish, we're trying to get something like that to put on the grill also for Thursday.
And he's here right now with a tank of lobster, so it's another reason to come down. Fresh.
Yeah. Yep, so you're going to learn some tips and try different seasonings, rubs, spices, all that kind of stuff, and meet the grilling guys and have just a hell of a time.
Well, that's just it. And, you know, the lobster's out front. You can try one of those, too. If you haven't done a lobster boil before, the guys here, there's, I saw 50, 60 lobsters out there, and there's cases of them that he's got. They're live. They have to be live. They're shipped right here from Maine.
Yep.
And they come from Superior Seafoods, live Maine lobsters. And if you've never had one, come here and just learn how to cook one today, because they sell them here at Sobe's. And the thing is that if you've never done a lobster, it's a really cool thing to do for Mother's Day, and you're going to be amazed how simple it is. If you come here today, Sobe's Meats, 3450 Remembrance Road, they'll teach you how to do it. You can watch them do it. What better is that, guys, than to be able to come out here and just check it out and say, okay, I'm not going to screw this up, because lobsters are $12, $13, $14. They're sold by the pound, and you get out here, you can learn how to do one. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Where else in town, nowhere, by the way, can you come out and have somebody teach you how to cook a lobster? It's here.
Or to cook it free for you today.
That's right. Yeah.
And for $10.98, they're on sale and they cook for free.
Yeah.
Life is good. We get to the end of the day, if there's anything left, we're going to have lobster races. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they run backwards, but they're quite quick. Yeah. I learned there's a difference between male and female lobsters, but we'll cover that in another segment, too. But the female ones are prettier, so they tell me. But anyway, we're live at Sobe's Meats, 3450 Remembrance Road. It's their 8th anniversary meat sale. You got to get down here. It's a place in the community. There's even going to be Little Miss Dangerous with her monster truck is going to be here a little bit later this afternoon. Tim and Teresa are throwing out the gig, man. You got to get down here and check it out. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.